Hey, we're back. This is Jonathan Katz, the guy who likes to say, hey, we're back. I don't get it either. I believe that there is a child inventor in all of us. And Andy Kindler is no exception. This is Andy as a young boy.
Yeah, sometimes I invent things. I'm inventing something now, which is very complicated because nobody's actually succeeded on it. And if everybody hasn't, and I do, that I'm gonna be more famous than they would be because I would be a kid and they're a grown up.
Well, now Andy's a grown up, and I created a company not so long ago called Now You're Thinking for amateur inventors. And Andy gave us a call, and I think he has a really strong idea.
Hello.
Hi, is this Now You're Thinking?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I don't know what the procedure is, but I have a very, very, I'm very excited about an invention that I've come up with, and I was wondering, do I need to schedule an appointment, or how does it work?
Well, here's the way that our company can help you. If it's an idea that we think is a smart investment, we will help you fund the creation of building a prototype. So
that's great.
So tell me what you have in mind.
My idea is, you know how they say cut out the middleman?
Yeah.
I want to just use the middleman. This way, I'm not involved, and the project I'm doing isn't involved. It's just the middleman. I call it the middleman.
Now that is something I can get excited about.
Really?
Yeah. And what do you think the prototype would cost? Just ballpark.
Well, it depends on the middleman. If you want to go non-union middleman, I can get a great price on a Latin American middleman. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right. That when they're plural, it's a middleman. You want one, it's a middleman. If this thing takes off, I see it being a team of middlemen.
I think you should think about doing this domestically because...
Yeah. Made in America?
Yeah, it's just so many more companies willing to invest in American-made products.
So I think if it was domestic, we would say that the person, the middleman, we would say is an independent contractor.
Right.
See? So then we don't have to pay medical expenses that come from being a middleman.
Have you thought about outsourcing this work?
Yes.
Okay.
And by doing that, the only problem with outsourcing it is I have to cut out the middleman.
A week later, Andy came to my office in Newton, Massachusetts. And while he was there, I made him an offer he can refuse. Andy, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're a busy guy, and thank you for coming to my home studio in Newton, Massachusetts. I really appreciate that.
Well, first of all, I'm honored that you called, Jonathan. This is a thrill for me.
I admire your work so much, and I value your company, and you're more than a colleague. I consider you a friend.
I feel the same way. Thank you. You're a huge influence on me. You're a mentor and in many ways a comedy hero to me.
Oh, thank you. But sometimes people who've achieved so much success take on more responsibility, not than they can handle, but than they should handle. So what I'm going to suggest to you may sound crazy, but I would like to offer you a job. You'd have to move from Los Angeles to Newton.
Wow.
And you could be my personal assistant.
Personal assistant?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to pay you.
Like, what kind of work is it? Is it like, do I call you Mr. Katz if we do this, or Dr. Katz?
No, you would...
Jonathan?
Jonathan would work, you know, and there's no dress code. I don't do a big walk-in business. That's one thing. I'd just be afraid at some point you might get bored.
You're afraid I would get bored. Now, I got a little sleepy just when you were offering me the job. Is that a good sign?
If you're trying to compliment me on my voice, how soothing it is, then...
I did a good job? So I moved to Newton, and now what? Why, without me being in, why is it unpaid?
You know, one of the things, you'll have access to so many people in show business.
But, like, I'm in Los Angeles now, where there it seems to be, I've heard, I don't know personally, but there seems to be a thriving business here, they say.
I mean, do you think that if you manufactured cars, you would move to Detroit?
I see. So in other words, I'm right now a small fish in a big pond. And what you're saying is I should move to Newton and quit becoming a fish on any level.
Altogether.
Yeah. Get out of the fish racket, is right. What you're saying. Yeah. None of this sounds good.
Let me just make it seem a little more practical. I mean, as a move for you, what's your monthly nut?
Well, first of all, I'm never comfortable with that expression, but I have a mortgage now.
Right.
And so I'd say I have about $3,000 a month to stay even.
Yeah, I don't think I can cover that.
Well, you said it was unpaid, so that's none of it.
I mean, from a financial point, it's not a smart move. But from an emotional point...
I'll learn a lot from you, right? Now, is there a way for you to sweeten the pot on the offer?
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
Working here, you would have parking. You don't have a garage for when it gets... Oh, you don't have snow in Los Angeles, but we have snow here. You could park your car in the garage. And my wife lives here as well. And one of the things that keeps our marriage together is the free Wi-Fi in this house.
Would I be living with you and your wife? That's an incentive.
You and your wife could live...
Now, if I brought my wife here, well, she wouldn't have to be like a housekeeper.
No. Oh, she could do whatever she wants.
That would be outrageous.
No, I think here's the thing that might be odd. At some point, you might find yourself needing your own personal assistant.
Right. What do I do then?
That's where your wife comes in. So I was wrong. Turns out that Andy did want that job. In fact, he came back the next day and auditioned for the job as my personal assistant.
Can I practice with you while I do an example to see if you think my style would be good?
Let me I'm going to call the office phone and let you answer.
Okay? Okay.
And do you want to?
Sure, I'd love to get the phone. Yeah, I'll get the phone, okay. Sir.
Hello, Jonathan Katz's office. May I help you?
Yeah, you just, all you need to say is Albion. That's the name of the company.
Albion, how can I help?
Is Jonathan Katz available?
Who should I say is calling?
And what's the nature of...
And what is the nature of your business with... what is the nature of your business? And what is the topic of the nature of your topic? Business, personal?
It's a business call, and I'm wondering about Mr. Katz's availability for a benefit I'm doing.
Oh, benefit? Is that for free?
No. There's pay.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will take. I'll take. Well, okay.
You would say, let me see if I can get him on.
Let me see if I can get him. Let's see if he's available.
Let me see.
He was in the bathroom. He told me he was going to take a bath. He's indisposed. Let me see if I can get him on the cell. Can you hold, please?
Yeah.
I ran out of breath during that. That was rough.
So today we heard the voice of Max Simon, Andy Kindler, music by Mike Shapiro, Billy Novick, and Guy Van Duzer. Today's episode was produced and edited by Rob Lynch. I'm Jonathan Katz. You've been listening to Hey, We're Back on WKATZ. Thank you so much for listening.